This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And earlier on in the first hour, we talked about safety on the water, where it's National Safe Boating Week kicked off this week. Today, there's an event in Annapolis coming up, if you'd like to go, at the city dock from 10 to 2. Free vessel inspections, exhibits, interactive booths, boating safety classes, no-risk vessel checks, all free. There were also two warnings issued, one on the Monocacy River up in Frederick County because of two log jams at two of the bridges, one on the Gas House Pike Bridge and the other at the CSX Railroad Bridge. Somebody, a kayaker, just about lost his life up there last week, and he tried to go around one of these log jams and got sucked in, crashed his kayak, and he went under. They other paddlers got him out. And then there's a warning on the Upper Potomac River to pretty much stay away from it. But in no case did the Natural Resources Police or the Department of Natural Resources mention anything about wearing your life jacket in either of those two warnings. I said all that just to talk to Fred. Good morning, Fred. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing this morning? I love your show.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it.
Hey, I grew up right there off of that Monocacy River. I've fished it all my life.
Right. A lot understand. Of light. Nice smallmouth up there.
Could happen. Oh, yeah. I caught the biggest smallmouth of my life in that river, 4 pounds, 9 ounces.
Woo! That is a big one, man. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Back in the 80s.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
I caught a 20-pound catfish in that river, too.
Yeah.
And it's full of blue cats. That river is just a gold mine. People don't understand.
Yep.
But it's inaccessible, and really the only way you can fish it is through with a kayak or a canoe or I used to have a little Coleman crawdad.
Yeah.
And we'd put it in the river right there at Route 77 in Rocky Ridge and float down.
Oh, yeah. To, know right where it is. Sure.
Yeah, we'd float down the Devil Miss Bridge Road.
Right.
We'd have a truck parked there, drag it up over the bank, throw it in the truck, go get the other truck, and go home.
That's it. That's how you do it. Park one truck, yeah. one downstream and one upstream. Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, we've had plenty of days where we would catch 80, 90 smallmouth in one day, just using topwater lures, like little tiny buzz baits and cotton cordell crankbaits. Man, we would just tear them up. But I know where those log jams are you were talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
One there on Gas House Pike.
Yep.
That one, if you came through there with a kayak and you didn't know what you were doing, you could easily get hurt.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, yeah. You know, it's... That's the thing. I mean, you look at the water, and you got, man, the water is the color of chocolate milk. I think I will launch my kayak today. Are you kidding me? Does the death wish or the sense of adventure or the adrenaline rush, is it worth it?
I don't know. My parents live in Harpers Ferry, and I drive over there a lot. I mean, I've been going over there for the last 15 years.
Right.
I don't know if you're familiar with 340, where you cross over into Virginia.
Yes, I am, very much so.
Across the Potomac,
yeah.
Right there. I call them rock hoppers. There's always people out there on them rocks, and you always see kayaks out there. This time of day, I know that bank is flowing out of the river. My parents said that there was a warning when their neighbors came and said that the water was going to be up in their yard.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's really high. I mean, back there in Agnes, the water got 4 feet from their house.
Wow.
And it actually got higher than that in the blizzard of 96. After we had all that rain.
Right. Wow.
But you know, it takes a lot of water for that water to get up in their yard.
Well, I got to tell you, I used to fish when I was a kid and lived in Pennsylvania. I would get picked up by my buddy. I wasn't too young to drive. The guy worked for my dad. And we would drive to down through Cumberland and down to Springfield, West Virginia. where there was a cabin, and we would park at the cabin, and we would, at daylight, we'd be there at daylight, and we'd fish that North Branch of Potomac River. We'd wait it mostly for smallmouth
down
and channel catfish.
Spring Gap, through that Spring Gap area.
And you know, if you got a thunderstorm, you better get off that river, because right there, that river's going up in a hurry.
Yeah.
And we never got caught, across from the cabin. We never got caught in the high water, but we left there a couple of times when that water was coming up gangbusters. And it was, look, water, flowing water is a dangerous place to be if you don't know what you're doing.
Well, when I was a young man, I used to fish, like I said, I fished the Monocacy a lot. And when it would flood like it is right now, like right now, I seen the Monocacy yesterday at Route 26. It was out of the banks and in the fields on both sides of the river.
I know.
And
I went across. I went across it 2 days ago, and it was, it was chocolate milk. I mean, it's insane.
We would fish that, wait for it to start receding,
right,
to go out on the river, even in the flood stage. There were some places that we would go. Now, we'd be in a John boat, of course, but it's still dangerous, and I don't recommend it for anybody that doesn't know the river. But
right,
there was places we would go, you know, where the back channels are, where there's no water during regular times, but during a flood, it's full of water. And you get no current, or you'll get a swirl, like a big eddy back in there.
Right.
We had a couple specific places we would go to when the river was flooding. And we get back in those eddies and those dugout channels, and they would just be full of catfish.
Oh,
that's
where
all the catfish will go.
Yep, they get out of the current. That's what they do.
Yep, and all you needed was night crawlers. You
didn't
need no chicken livers, no minis, nothing. Just go back there with night crawlers, you'd catch catfish all day long.
Yeah, I mean, you got all those night crawlers watching in the water from the farmland around there, so...
Yep.
Major food
source. That river is like one of the best kept secrets in Frederick County.
Well, now you just put it out there for everybody on the radio, Fred.
Yeah, but it's very inaccessible, so you'd have a hard time.
I got you. All right, Fred. I appreciate the call, buddy. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Buddy.
Talk to you soon, man. Thanks. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. What do we talk about? Noah, what do you want to talk about? Okay. Well, I always have something. I always carry, I have a spare piece of paper here. No, you're not. Tell me what experience you've had. I'm talking to my producer now, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Noah Dankner. What experience do you have as far as fishing and hunting, Noah? Other than the animals gathering two by two. After all. All right, go ahead. All right. We'll let the callers dictate the show today if you like, but let me tell you about this. You might be curious about Diamond Jim, whether or not Diamond Jim is going to be out there swimming in the Chesapeake Bay. Well, yeah, he is, as a matter of fact. The week prior to June 1st, which is not this coming week, but the following week, the first round of fish are going to be tagged and released for the month of June, and Diamond Jim... Diamond Jim is a tagged rockfish, by the way, just so you know. Diamond Jim is going to be swimming into Chesapeake Bay. If you catch him, he's going to be worth $10,000 if you catch him in June. Now, there's going to be about 100 or so fish tagged and released into Chesapeake. They are all going to have little green spaghetti tags. And if you catch one, well, we simply want you to call that number on the green spaghetti tag. And, if you've got it and it's a 2014 fish, well, you've won at least $500, even if it's an imposter. If it's Diamond Jim, you won 10 grand. So about 100 striped bass are going to be caught, tagged, and released. And there's going to be three separate geographical regions of the bay for a grand total of 300 striped bass for the 2014 Diamond Jim season. And the fishing challenge finale is on September 7th at Sandy Point State Park. Now, if Diamond Jim in June is not caught, Diamond Jim, if caught in July, is worth $20,000. And then in August, Diamond Jim's worth either $10,000 if you already caught him in June or July, or $25,000 if Diamond Jim is not caught in June or July. So if Diamond Jim is caught, then all the imposters are worth $500. If Diamond Jim's not caught, then all the imposters share $25,000. So it's a good idea just to go out there and catch some rockfish during the summer and support the Maryland Fishing Challenge. And we'll tell you more about that as we go along. Here's my buddy Ken from over in Centerville. What's going on, Ken?
Hey, Alan. How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Good.
Find any turkeys?
I wish I was out there. I got threatened. My wife told me if I go out today, I was dead meat. So.
I know your wife, and she's probably serious about that.
Oh, yeah. Got to get ready for baby shower.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, the reason I'm calling, I wanted to let you know we got our tickets in for our gun bash.
Oh, okay. We're advertising that in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. This is a big one. You got 50-some thousand dollars worth of guns?
Yeah, $50,000 worth of guns we're putting out.
Right.
It's the Wyoke Longspurs, and it's all for raising money for scholarships, Wounded Warrior events, and Jake Days.
Okay. And when's that coming up?
The event is August 9th. It's at Casanelli's Winery on 213 up in Church Hill.
Oh, that's a nice place.
Yeah.
I hunted with you there for Hammer Holler Outfitters, if I remember right.
Yes.
Beautiful
yes,
place.
We did.
Yep, exactly. Did. Okay, good. Yeah. Good.
Just wanted to let you know that and let everybody know that the tickets are on sale now. So.
Okay, good. Is there a phone number or a website?
Yes, you can call me at my phone at 443-699-2376.
443, wait a minute. 443 what?
699.
Yep.
2376.
76?
Yes.
All right. And now the tickets, you're only selling 1,000 tickets, right?
1,000 tickets or $100 a ticket. We were giving away 52 guns on the ticket itself, and then we're doing another $14,000 worth of guns as door prizes.
So, for $100, I get to go to Casalini Winery.
Casalini Winery.
Have a nice meal.
Yes.
And I get in a drawing for 50 guns.
52.
52 guns. And then I have an opportunity to win another one of 14 guns for a door prize.
Well, the $14,000 worth of guns.
Oh, $14,000 worth of guns.
Yes.
Okay.
So we'll have over 70 guns there.
What's wrong with that?
You know, and...
What's the date again?
August 9th. And it's at 12 to 7.
Wow. Sounds like a place I'm going to be on August 9th.
Well, I hope so. I hope to see you there.
All right, buddy.
All right.
All right, Ken. Thank you. Putting the news out there. We're going to give guns away and that type of thing. So I'll be calling you this week, too, buddy.
Okay, great.
All right. Thanks, Ken.
All right. Thank you.
See you. Bye-bye. There he goes. All right. And I know the folks at Chesapeake Outdoors are going to be helping out with that as far as the guns are concerned. Chesapeake Outdoors is located, of course, on Kent Island. That's Route 50, just past the Bay Bridge there at exit 39B. Look for Dominion Road. Dominion Road. That's right. That's right. And by the way, Dominion Marina. I was talking to Sharon the other day. Hi, Sharon. Good morning. She was telling me if you go past Chesapeake Outdoors on whatever that route is that where you turn off on Dominion Road, you go straight back and you get back to the end of the road and you make a right and go back in there and find Dominion Marina. She was telling me they've got a lot back there that they're cleaning up. You're going to be able to take your boat there and for I think $75 a month. I'm getting off topic here, but I think it's $75 a month. You can leave your boat there in a secure lot. And then all you have to do is drive back and forth as far as if you want to go fishing or crabbing right there in Crab Alley. So that's a pretty good deal. Give Sharon a call at Dominion Marina. This is not a commercial for them, so you'll have to look up the number. But I just remember that she told me that the other day. Anyway, back to Chesapeake Outdoors. If you need anything for fishing or hunting, Chesapeake Outdoors has it. It is the first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers right there on Kent Island with the largest selection of fishing and crabbing supplies you will like to see. Rods, reels, tackle for Chesapeake Bay, tidal rivers, freshwater fishing. They've got it all. They got a big selection of rods and reels. Every kind of crabbing supply you could need, want, or imagine. And if you're getting ready for hunting season, don't forget they've got the great bows from Mission and Matthews, the Mission crossbows, the Parker bows and crossbows, the Barnett crossbows. They even have the Bubba blade knives to clean your catch. Clean your deer, bone your deer out, whatever you want to do. It's a great knife. You ought to see it. Put it in your hand. It has a good non-slip grip on it, and it's that's a knife, mate. You know, one of those deals. Don't forget they got bucktails and parachutes by Spank and Stripers and those great big 16, 20, 24-ounce mojos in custom colors. That is Chesapeake Outdoors, Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road, Kent Island, 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500. 2500. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner.
If you enjoy gardening, I always recommend Schellinger's Papa John's Farm in Severn, just off I-97. Papa John's greenhouses are bursting with beautiful plants and flowers. Annuals by the pack or flat, and perennials by the pot. Bedding plants, planters, and hanging baskets, too. Colorful pansies, impatiens, and petunias. They even carry the proven winter specialty plants. Papa John's Farm has all the vegetable plants, too, ready to plant in your home garden. Tasty tomatoes, squash, onions, watermelon, cantaloupe, 10 varieties of hot peppers and herbs, too. Papa John's Farm, just off I-97 at Exit 12. That's 8029 New Cut Road in Severn. You can drive right to the greenhouses to make your selections or call 410-969-5909. Think about flowers and plants from Papa John's for your garden or for your church. Call 410-969-5909. Papa John's is open every day. Visit Schellinger's Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, hey, it's Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end, hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island, go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Custom-tied bucktails and trolling lures for rockfish, and all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena.
News, sports, traffic and weather, and the hot issues of the day. Don't miss Maryland's Wake-Up Call. Sean and Frank, weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Yes, some folks say I'm a simple kind of man. I love the outdoors, eat my beans from a can. I like hunting, fishing, don't care what the tree huggers say. I learned more about life sitting out in the woods or on the banks of a river when the fishing's no good. And if I go home skunk, well, hell, I still had a good day. 'Cause if I can't go hunting, I'll go fishing. If I can't go fishing, I'll be wishing that I find something fun to do before I call it a day. Yeah, give me my gun, a fishing pole. You might find me down at the fishing hole. I put the line in the water, watch the bobber go floating away.
Put the line in the water, watch that bobber go floating away. You want to see that bobber go under. That's what you want to see. Yes, indeed. Just not up on the Monocacy. Not in the log jam. Anyway, I digress. All right, if you missed the last hour, if you just joined us this 6 o'clock hour, I talked a little bit about Senate Bill 966. I'm not happy about 966. The folks who subscribe to the NRA ILA think that this is a pro-hunting bill. This is a devastating bill to the deer herd in southern Maryland, and it's a blow to hunters because it has taken 966. I'll explain it real quick. If you have a crop damage permit, now you can shoot deer with a shotgun all deer season. If you have a crop damage permit, you're not allowed to hunt on Sundays now. You're not allowed to shoot deer on a crop damage permit on Sundays under this law. The law also instructs, requires DNR to train rifle shooters to control the deer population in southern Maryland. This is not new. This is something that happens in suburbia, but not southern Maryland, for goodness sakes. And the worst part of this whole bill is it opens the deer season for everybody through January, through February, and through March. It adds an additional 90 days to the shotgun season. 90 days. I can't imagine that anybody who owns any property in southern Maryland will let you hunt if you're going to be bugging them for to hunt through January, February, and March. I think the landowners would be sick of it, quite frankly. But that's me. And I think as an ethical hunter, you might want to consider the stage that the of pregnancy that those does are in if you want to shoot one in February and March. You might want to consider if you're going to kill a deer, an antlerless deer, just kill it. You might be killing the biggest buck that ever walked because you can't tell that he has a rack because he shed his antlers. You see, if you hunt for racks, well, it's senseless. Anyway, that's me. Now, there was an amendment put in there. And we think it was directed by the people who are on the Maryland Horse Council and who've hired a lobbyist, a very powerful lobbyist. We think this amendment that said if you have a crop damage permit, a deer management permit as it's known, you're not allowed to hunt deer on Sundays. You just can't kill them on Sundays. We think that's the first step towards a total ban on Sunday hunting, which is their stated purpose. Maryland Horse Council had a meeting this week. They celebrated. Their lobbyist was there. They celebrated the fact that they defeated Sunday hunting in Anne Arundel County. Their goal is to repeal all Sunday hunting. Now, they could very well do it because right now we have no representative in Annapolis, none. There's no advocate for sportsmen in Annapolis right now. Over the past dozen years or more, we've had one, not in 2014. Complicated bunch of circumstances, and I'm not going to tell you the details. They're bloody. But I am going to tell you that a group of dedicated sportsmen is meeting now. We are forming an organization called the Maryland Hunting Coalition. Maryland Hunting Coalition. We're not sure what our tax status is going to be yet. We're not going to ask anybody for money to join. What we're going to tell you is if you'd like to help us, we would certainly accept your funds. But the goal of this organization is to inform you on everything hunting coming up in Maryland. Bills that are coming up, what the bills mean, what the impact would be, how to get involved. If you want to get involved, here's how to get involved. Here's how to get in touch with your, here's how to get in touch with your local lawmaker. Here's a sample letter. Here's what to say. Here's how to register to vote. That part of it is fine and good. We want a network of all the sporting organizations, all the conservation groups across Maryland. Okay. And again, if you want to sign up, absolutely free. All we need is your email address. Right now, we don't have the website. We don't have an email for the website. We have the website domain name. We don't have it up and running. We're forming the corporation. Then we're applying for tax status and that type of thing. That's all in progress right now. Okay. This is kind of a premature announcement that this is going on, but I'm trying to keep you informed along the way. What we are looking for or email addresses if you think you would like to be informed. And the way it'll work is we'll send you a newsletter. And if you want to unsubscribe and drop out, you unsubscribe and drop out and you're done and you go away and it's all fine and good. It hasn't cost you anything to get the information. So take a look at it once we get it up and running and then decide. But if you want to get the first one coming out here probably a month and a half, we need your email address. And you send it to me now. On the radio show here, Ellis, my last name, E-L-L-I-S, at ellisoutdoors.com. E-L-L-I-S, at ellisoutdoors.com. If you would like to receive that information, you'd like to know what threats there are to hunting. You'd like to know what bills are being put in. You'd like to know who's coming out against us and what you can do about it. You'd like to know who's on the committee that makes the decisions on the laws. We want you to register to vote. If you don't have a vote, you don't have a voice, and that's just the way it is. You don't have to register to vote to get the newsletter, but we'd like you to. We'd like you to consider it if you're not a voter. Lawmakers in Annapolis disregard your letter. It means nothing to them, no matter if you are the most crafted wordsmith and you make the most salient points. If you aren't a registered voter, guess where your letter goes? That's right, in the trash can. So anyway, I'm pleased to be associated with some of these men who are tremendous sportsmen, tremendously ethical individuals, and they can help us carve out a wonderful organization for hunters here in Maryland. And, you know, this is not to supersede any conservation group that you belong to. This is not to throw a monkey wrench in any of those plans that you have to support whatever organization you want to support. We're going to just ask everybody who hunts to join. No charge. Will we ask you for money? Yeah, we might ask you to donate something if you want. We might ask you to come to a fundraiser. We might ask, but the stated purpose is going to be not only to maintain the enterprise, but the purpose is to hire an advocate to represent hunters in Annapolis. Email addresses are all I need. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. All right. Let me tell you about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9, 410-242-6108. We played a little bit of their fishing report. That's their 247-3474 number. That's 247-FISH for the 24-7-365 fishing report. And on that, you heard Billy's voice. And, you know, if you're going fishing and you need live bait or minnows or, you know, peelers or any of that kind of stuff, well, Clyde Sport Shop, that's where you get them. That's exactly where you get them. Live bait, frozen bait for all your fishing. We've got trolling lures. We've got rod and reel repair if you need it. We've got gunsmithing. We've got scope mounting. We've got a full selection of guns specializing in Browning firearms like the new A5 and the BPS pump. And for sporting clays, it's the 725 Saturi. And we just, you know, we love Clyde Sports Shop. We've been doing business with them for 30 years. They've been around since 1957. They're almost as old as I'm going to be. And, well, they're a staple for hunters and fishermen here in Maryland, and we're proud to have them as a sponsor. So why not stop by and see what's new at Clyde Sports Shop? Again, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne, just up Elway exit number 9, 410-242-6108.
After the heavy rain over the last few days, a chance to dry out here as we move on through the weekend. Generous sunshine's in the forecast today. Highs today near 70. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows tonight near 50. Tomorrow, carbon copy of today with sunshine. Highs near 70. Richard Wedding at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Jennifer Kishinka. In a move that has sharply divided tech giants over how to keep the Internet open, the FCC has voted to advance rules that would let broadband providers charge companies for preferential handling of web traffic. The Journal's Ryan Knutson says the latest version of net neutrality rules wouldn't let Internet providers slow down traffic.
It sort of leaves open the possibility that an Internet provider could strike a deal with a content company so that that company's content would be delivered seamlessly. So they may get sort of a fast lane to that consumer.
The proposal is now open to public comment for 120 days. European digital companies and politicians are taking aim at Google's landmark settlement deal with European antitrust cops, hoping to reopen a battle the Internet giant thought it laid to rest. The group has launched a new campaign to stop the deal, which aimed to resolve accusations that Google abuses its dominance in online search in order to promote its own businesses. Futures are lower. This is the Wall Street Journal Report.
What if I told you you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. Diabetic11.com. People who have followed this plan at Diabetic11.com reportedly have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. Diabetic11.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. Diabetic11.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. Diabetic11.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at Diabetic11.com. Watch for free at Diabetic11.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes meds at Diabetic11.com.
It's time for the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat motor and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. New this year is an invasive species award for those catching blue catfish, flathead catfish, and northern snakeheads. And check out the new Maryland Youth Fishing Club and the Youth Angler's Log to learn how your youngster can win a guided fishing trip. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast that qualify. So stop by your local fishing citation center, check the fishing rule book, or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Angler Award Program. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky?
From the State House to the White House and all points in between, it's the Pat McDonough Show. Saturdays 8 until 10 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We'll cut that song off. Let's talk to Matt because it's important. Good morning, Matt. How you doing, buddy? Thank you.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
Got a couple things to ask you.
Okay. Sure.
First of all, as far as the horse community, what is gained by them null and voiding the Sunday hunting? Is it so they can ride?
Well, that's their stated reason. I'm not sure what the total reason is, but they've been against Sunday hunting since the beginning. They're the one they were one of the most vocal opposers back from '99 through 2003 till it finally got passed.
Huh?
Yeah, those folks, the Ornithological Society, Humane Society of the United States, and others. We got the whole history, the whole article of how it came about, coming up in the next issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, due out this coming week, and then I'll announce when the Maryland Hunting Quarterly is on its own website, MaryLandHuntingQuarterly.com, or you can get there by going to EllisOutdoors.com too.
So. Also, I wanted to say kudos to the formation of the coalition.
Well, thank you. Are you going to join?
I'm not a computer kind of guy, but I can guarantee my wife will do it for me, Alan. How's that?
That sounds great. Yeah, and that's a good idea. If you have a relative, if you're not necessarily computer-oriented, and a lot of folks aren't, and we understand that, yeah, get to a computer and have somebody, who has an email address, just send it to us. Right now it's ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, which is my email address. You can certainly do that. So,
and my other question to you, Alan, is with the bill you talked about in Charles County, do you think to a certain extent the state of Maryland, because of our deer numbers are the way they are, that there's a general lack of not respect, but I don't know what you call it. They just take it for granted.
No, the department opposed this bill.
Gotcha.
The department opposed this bill. The deer management people thought it was horrible. Awful, because it does take the management aspect of their authority out of the equation in Charles, St. Mary's, and Calvert County, and it handed it over to the politicians.
It just seems like they always are butting heads. You know what I mean?
Well, sure they are. The agriculture community, the horse community, the bird watchers, the hikers, bikers, backpackers, kayakers, and bird watchers are always up in arms about any kind of hunting opportunity. But guess what, folks? The Pittman Robertson funding that comes from hunters' dollars,
amen, amen,
has bought a lot of that land. Okay,
amen, amen.
You know. And, you can hike, bike, backpack, kayak, and birdwatch all you want, and you don't have to pay a damn dime. But to hunt, guess what? We have to submit our information to the state. We have to register, take a hunter safety course. We have to buy a hunting license every single year to walk on land that we purchased, that our dollars initially purchased for the benefit of everyone, not just for hunters.
You're singing my song, Alan.
All right. You know, the hunters are the ones that watch out for the habitat. The hunters are the ones that watch out for, you know, Lyme disease and are concerned about hungry folks. Do we have hikers, bikers, kayakers, backpackers, and bird watchers contributing to any kind of food program like we do here in Maryland, where millions of people, millions of meals have been served? We've got the press release from FHFH coming up in the next issue. 1,200 deer were donated through the Doe Harvest Challenge that we had announced here throughout the hunting season. A record number.
Great.
How we doing, Matt?
I'm listening. I'm taking it in now.
All right, brother.
Hey, the reason I asked you that is a couple weeks ago, near the house, I found two, and where I was going with that Charles County thing,
yeah.
Found two poached deer, a button and a doe, and I called it in, and they just kind of blew me off, Alan. I thought they would come and make a report.
No, they don't. They don't do that. No. Nope.
They told me they flagged the area.
Yeah.
As far as a map, and then they go.
Well, they may do that. They may run a road patrol or night patrol or something like that, but they're not going to come out and haul a carcass away or anything like that.
No, I thought they might write a report or come see, but they, you know,
nope.
It just felt like it. They just, you know, just didn't care. But
I can't figure it out why they didn't show up, because oyster season's over.
Huh.
All right, that was a shot across the bow. So, all right. All right, brother.
Hey, Alan, have a great day.
Thanks, Matt. See
you. See you, buddy.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Vincent, good morning, Vincent. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. I'm starting to enjoy your show. Every Saturday I make this trip down and I catch it from 5 a.m. on.
Oh, great. I'm glad to hear it. What's up?
Well, I called way back asking you the significance of the particular bill you've been talking about.
Right.
And now I've heard you're starting a coalition, you're starting communication, you're starting to get the word out. So I'm going to chime in. I will join, but I'll also chime in and say that, you know, I would love to contribute and get more information out in different channels to the young people who don't know anything about hunting.
No, I agree with that. Well, look, the baby steps, man, baby steps. Our immediate need right now. Our immediate need is to send an advocate to Annapolis in January of 2015, because the horse community has already stated their goal is to repeal all Sunday hunting in Maryland. Okay? That's pretty much it. So all the gains we've made since 2003, you know, the bill was passed in 2002. It was vetoed by Parris Glendenning. It was passed again in 2003. Bobby Ehrlich signed it. All right. Since then, and it was only 10 counties at that point, and it was only 2 days, one day in firearm season, one day in archery season. Since then, we've progressed to a few more counties every year coming on, adding a few more days, you know, and that's the way it was supposed to work. Step by step by step, we've been gaining. But this year, Anne Arundel County got shut down. Last year, Kent County, of all places, got shut down. Okay, and the horse people celebrated those victories. They have money. They have influence. At their council meeting the other night, listen to this. The Speaker of the House and the President of the Senate both received awards from the Horse Council for their leadership. What have hunters done to do anything to interact with politicians?
Well, let me interject, okay?
Sure.
So everything you just talked about, those are the very same strong current that brought us all the firearms regulations that we have right now.
Right.
Right. Now let me go back to why I said bring up the education and start getting young people involved.
Right.
You know, I'm looking strategic in the vision. The force that's working against you, there are fewer and fewer people hunting or taking firearm safety, and they just put more impediments in front of you. So by going in grassroots, when I talk to people at work, I live up in Frederick, I work in McLean, when I take people out to shoot trap or to even talk hunting, most of them have never shot a gun before.
That's true.
They're afraid about, you know, their kids touching it. But then once you start to socialize with them and say, look, until you try it, you know, what's the harm? And there's just so much disinformation out there. So this is a way of countering the disinformation from another approach. I'm not saying don't take your approach, but I'm just trying to say it'll be swimming against a very strong current if you don't get the young people involved start a bigger movement.
Well, sure. I mean, you, like I said, you've got to start somewhere.
All right.
You know, we're our first meeting was three guys. Okay.
I understand.
So we got a meeting Monday. We've got more meetings next week and the week after and the week after and the week after. These are just telling people what we're doing with the coalition and saying, we need your help.
I'll hook up to your website and do what I can. But as I said, I'll support you. And
well, let me ask you this, Vincent. Other than person to person, on a broader scale, what are you personally doing?
All right. So what am I personally doing? This is
No, I didn't say that. I said I know what you're doing personally.
All right.
You're taking people shooting. You're talking to them about hunting. What are you doing on a broader scale? What organizations do you support? What organizations do you join? Have you started any organizations on your own to accomplish your goal?
Right.
Answer my question.
All right. I'm part of the NRA. I buy my license every year. I buy my stamp.
Okay. So in other words, you're like everybody else.
Well, wait, everybody else is very busy. I run two jobs.
Well, guess what? Guess what? I work for myself. I run two magazines and a radio show.
Well, hold on.
All I'm saying to you, Vincent, is you've got all these great ideas, and it's great to talk about it on the radio and air it, but put it in an email and send it to me. Get involved. Other than what you're doing personally, we're all busy. We're all busy. I've got one guy that I met with last week is self-employed. I got another guy who's a government worker. I got another guy who's self-employed. I got another guy who's a home builder. I got another guy who owns a gun shop. I got another guy who has his own personal hunting business. I've got all these folks that I'm meeting. I've got another guy who's retired who is a head of an organization. I've got all these folks, okay, that are interested in doing this and using, you know, getting their time, using their time, and you're using your time to do what you do there. Okay, but please, and I'm not picking on you. We have a focus right now, and you know, you want to say, well, we got to get our young people involved. We've got to get a corporation. We've got to get a mission statement. We've got to get a board of directors. We've got to get our tax status. We've got to get rolling and get up and running and raise money by the time the General Assembly comes in next year. And as far as these other tendrils, these other focuses that you want us to think about, we'll get there. You keep doing what you're doing. You're doing an excellent job, okay? But we've got to focus on what we're doing at this time. And, you know, we don't know where this is going to take us. We don't know how far it's going to go. We don't know what kind of youth outreach we're going to have. We just got to get going. Can you appreciate that?
All right. No, I do. Okay.
We know what the future is. We all have kids, and we've all gotten kids and grandkids and gotten them into hunting for the most part. Some of us are hunter safety instructors. Some of us are deal with many, many youth in our endeavors, okay? So, yeah, we got it. Really, Vincent, we've got it. And I'm not saying that to be cocky or arrogant, but, you know, right now we have a smaller focus, and we've got to stay focused on it like a laser.
I understand. And you know, in closing, I'll say this, all right?
All right.
I do agree with you. As much as we think in our domain we have people coming up, the reality is Maryland is shutting us down, and the population, there's a certain population in political thought that has essentially taken over.
I'm going to say this back to you. We know we're in the minority. Let me say what we've always said, and we've said this for a generation now. 10% of the people hunt. 10% of the people are opposed. The great middle ground, the 80% in the middle, can be influenced one way or another. Look what happened in your very own county when they wanted to increase the rifle zone by one of your county commissioners. It got shut down by the sportsmen's groups and the citizens in Frederick County who were outraged at what they wanted to do. True?
And we're beginning to get diluted with the influx of those who think like Montgomery, PG, and Baltimore.
Possible. Hey,
no,
look, Vincent.
I'm telling you, I know it is. I'm gonna support you. I like the fact that you're working on a mission statement. Your building blocks are great. I'll be there. Okay.
Sure. Appreciate it.
All
but
right,
keep in mind, it's a very, very, very small beginning at this point. And you heard the explanation. So, you know, maybe I was premature in my announcement, but I've got to go because I've got callers stacked up. Okay.
Yeah, Gotcha. Bye.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Vincent. Appreciate the call. 410-WCBM-6. Well, I don't know. We're going to be taking any more calls or not. I got to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. If you need anything for fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, go there. How about that? If you need a gun for home protection, for hunting, for shooting sports, they've got them. If you need any kind of fishing tackle, rod and reel repair, gunsmithing, they've got all that. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Don't forget the fishing report, 24/7, 365. That is 247-FISH, 247-FISH. The regular phone number, if you want to call them, is 242-6108, 242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. And don't forget the website, Clyde Sports. Chesapeake Outdoors on Maryland's Eastern Shore. Yes, indeed. Right there at Route 50, exit 39B, Dominion Road. They are the first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers with the largest selection of fishing and crabbing supplies on Kent Island. Rods, reels, and tackle, a full complement of live bait, everything you need for rockfish, guns, ammo, and archery, including Mission, Matthews, Parker, and Barnett. Go see them. It's 410-604-2500. That's Chesapeake Outdoors, Route 50 East, Dominion Road, exit 39B. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
You're listening to WCBM 680 in Baltimore. How was that for a jingle? Let's go right to the callers. Bruce in Calvert County. Good morning, Bruce.
Hey, Alan. How you doing? I haven't talked to you in maybe a year, so I'm the guy who runs Coonhounds.
Yeah, I got you. Yep.
Yeah, I wanted to tell you about a funny, and thank you, by the way, about this new hunting regulation.
Yep.
I'm going to follow up with that, and I'll get on your...
All right. Bruce, real quick, if you don't mind.
Yeah,
buddy.
Real quick, I'll speak. Yeah, I wanted to tell you a funny thing on turkey hunting. So.
Okay.
Tuesday we went out, and my son kept calling the turkeys. We got about 80 acres of grown over farmland up above a hill.
Right.
And we could hear one clicking and answering every now and then, but we couldn't see anything. So I thought, well, yesterday I'd just walk up along the creek, and I got a neat deer stand down there. It's a two-story thing, and I can get down underneath.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got up close to my deer stand, and about 20 of them ran out of the deer stand.
Turkeys.
Have you ever heard of them roosting in a deer stand?
No, but you know what? That sounds fun. No wonder they were calling.
I was going, what the heck, you know? And I'm wondering if maybe it was such a bad winter that they were nesting in there during the winter.
I don't know. But very, I guess you'll have to figure that out when you go explore the deer stand.
Well, now I gotta, I'm going to work at two angles this next time we go. But anyway, I wanted to tell you, that was a really strange thing that they were all in the deer stand.
That's weird, man. All right, brother.
All right,
thanks, Bruce. Hey, good luck killing the deer in Calvert County next year in the 2015-16 season. Yeah, they're going to be wiped out. Dennis, commercial waterman in Eastern Shore. What's up, Dennis?
Hey, how you doing, Alan?
I'm good. Real quick, buddy.
Yes, sir. Hey, not being smart to you or your listeners, but how does it feel to have a special interest group put it down on you and take something away from you that you really
like?
Yeah,
Dennis, you know what? It's been happening all, the whole time. It's been happening. Oh. It's been happening forever, man.
Not being smart again, but welcome to our world.
Okay.
Really, it's not, that stuff's ridiculous.
What else you want to say?
No, I just want to say I appreciate your show and hope we can get the Chesapeake Bay real good and healthy.
All right, brother.
Hey, for our grandchildren.
Yes, sir. I hope you're right.
Yep. Thank you.
Thanks, Dennis. Bye-bye. Welcome to our world as a waterman. Gordon. Gordon had to leave us. Okay. Whew. Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com is the email address. Now, we have a couple Facebook pages. The Outdoorsman Radio Show is a Facebook page for Outdoorsman Radio Show. Maryland Hunting Quarterly. Maryland Loves Crabs. Ellis Outdoors LLC. Those are all Facebook pages. Some of them aren't very active. Some of them don't have very many members. The most active one is the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, followed by Maryland Loves Crabs, I believe. So you can join all those Facebook pages. And Laura Rigsby, our social media coordinator, will help take care of that for us. I don't know what to say from this point. We've got very little time. But I will tell you this. The Maryland Hunting Coalition is in its very, very, very formative stages right now. We're working on, we're working on a board of directors. We're working on bylaws. We're working on everything we need to do to form the corporation. And the way it works is you have to form a corporation. You have to get a federal ID number. And then once you get that, then you can file for your tax status. And the tax status that you have to file for, of course, you've heard about the IRA scandal and all that type of thing. You have to be careful on what if you want to become a nonprofit organization, you have to select which brand, so to speak, of nonprofit organization you can be, one that allows political activities and especially sending an advocate or a lobbyist, so to speak, to Annapolis. So that's where we are. That's where we are. The conversation has already begun with the accounting folks. The conversation has begun across the hunting community. I've got a series of meetings coming up. We've got folks that are helping us along the way, all the way. So just stay tuned. And there's the music. Thank God. If you'd like to get on the mailing list or on the email blast list or on the newsletter list via email, I need your email address. It's Ellis, my last name, at EllisOutdoors.com. And you're welcome to contact me for anything on the radio show, for the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. Send me pictures of, you know, you eating crabs or something for the upcoming Maryland Loves Crabs, or you're crabbing pictures of, you know, some big crab you caught or whatever it might be. More than glad to.